afternoon, delegates. Let's resume report adoption with part two. Beginning with paragraph 138, correct? All right. Are there any comments on this one paragraph? I see no comments. It's adopted. Let's move to paragraph and take paragraphs 139, 140, and 141. Comments, please. I see no comments. They are adopted. 142, 143, 144, 145. Comments, please. I see no flags. They are adopted. Concerning recommendation 5, paragraphs 146 and 147, any comments, please? No comments. They're adopted. 148, completing this discussion on recommendation 5. Any comments, please? I see no flags. 148 is adopted. Recommendation 11, paragraph 149, 150, and 151. Any comments, please? No comments. They are adopted. 152, 153, 154. Let's take those three. Any comments on those three paragraphs? I see none. They are adopted. 155 and 156. Any comments? No comments. They are adopted. 157. 158. Comments, please. I see no comments. They are adopted. 159 and 160. Any comments, please? I see no comments. They are adopted. 161, 162, and 163. Any comments, please? I see no flags. They are adopted. 164 and 165. Any comments, please? No comments. They are adopted. Paragraphs 166, 167, 168. Comments, please. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My comment relates to paragraph 167, but it somehow follows 166. In paragraph 167, the fourth line, the sentence starting with, the committee noted that the discussion paper would focus only on measures to expedite the formal process for course hosting. This part is in contradiction to what is said in 166, because if we recall the discussion, there were proposals to, the delegations which suggested developing the guidelines, and as stated in 166, it said that also you should incorporate recommendations which have been made and practical solutions proposed during the session in order to make them widely available. So, at the beginning of 167, we go on to state that. So we're a little bit worried by saying that the discussion paper will only focus on measures to expedite the formal process. So I have no proposal, but I think we have to open up the scope, because this sentence is in contradiction with the introductory sentence in 167, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Switzerland. Secretariat is consulting its notes to make sure we have this as clear as possible.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'm actually consulting my memory because I said part of what is in there. And it was not, I think the only is not meant to exclude incorporating recommendations made in practical solutions proposed during the session. If the only could be understood like that, maybe the only should be deleted. The point that I was making was that the document prepared by the Secretariat would concentrate on measures to expedite the formal processes for co-hosting codec sessions, which means those where the Secretariat has an influence. The Secretariat has no influence over the choice of which countries choose to enter into co-hosting arrangements. And that was meant in the second phrase, that any proposal concerning the principles of co-hosting arrangements between members, such as selection of the co-hosting country, should be made by members as a separate issue. So to clearly say, anything that practically can expedite the process and make sure that it happens well, where the Secretariat has an overview, and which the Secretariat coordinates, that we can include in that paper. Anything that goes beyond that should be a separate proposal. So that, I thought the language was clear. If somebody has a proposal, maybe just deleting the only would be okay. Thank you.
Switzerland agrees. So if the Commission can agree, we will delete the word only, which would remove an apparent limitation. Thank you, Switzerland. Are there any other comments on 166, 167, 168? I see no flags. They are adopted. Let's turn now to matters arising, 169. That one paragraph before we get into the next topic. Any comments, please? No comments. It is adopted. Now, we are now on paragraph 170. Let's take paragraph 170 and 171. Any comments, please? No comments. They are adopted. 172 and 173 and 174. Any comments through paragraph 174? I see no flags. They are adopted. Let's take paragraph 175. Any comments, please? United States of America and the Secretary... No? Okay. United States of America.
Thank you, Chair. A couple of points. The first, which perhaps the Secretariat wants to comment on, is the characterization of the leaders. And we're wondering if it says hosted by Denmark and co-hosted by the United States, is that should be chaired. In the previous task force, it was hosting and co-chairing. So that would just be a question for clarification. Regarding the 4 points that the task force would be looking at, in our recollections of the discussion, there were the proposal that we had made was to work on the three items, first three items from the electronic working group, and then decide what to do next. That's paraphrasing a little bit. And that was the proposal that was supported by several delegations. And so we weren't clear on that number 4 in 175 as to where that came from, I guess, just to put it clearly. So we'd asked the Secretariat for some clarification on the debate and how we got to that 4th part, since it wasn't part of our original proposal, but we're open to your recollection. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. The Secretariat will check, and also on your first point. Let's take a minute to do that before we go further. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. For the first issue raised, it should be hosted by Denmark and co-chaired by the United States of America. That will be corrected. On the second issue, according to our recollections, yes, it is correct that it was not in the proposal, original proposal, but that the conclusions from the chair were like this. And we consulted with the vice chair of the commission who chaired that particular part, and he made that intervention. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. Are there any other comments on 175? United States? So, no other comments. It's adopted as changed. 176, any comments? I see no flags. It's adopted. Let's take next 177, 178, and 179. Any comments, please? I see no comments. They're adopted. Paragraphs 180 and 181. Any comments, please? I see no flags. They're adopted. Paragraphs 182, 183, and 184. Any comments, please? Tunisia, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. أظن أن الفقرة 182 لا تعبر عن ما دار من نقاش في الموضوع، حيث أن الجمهورية الدومينيكية صرحت أنها تتكلم باسم مجموعة 77. هذه النقطة الأولى. النقطة الثانية وهي الفقرة الأخيرة، حيث تدخل الوفد التونسي ليعرب عن عدم موافقته على استعمال نظام اللاكتو بريكسيداز في الحليب الموجه للتجارة الدولية. وثانويا عبر على عدم تفويض السلطة للكلام باسمه في هذا المنتدى. لذلك أظن أن الأهمية بالنسبة للوفد التونسي هو إبراز موقفه من هذا النقطة الفنية، وليس تعبير عن رفضه لتمثيله من طرف سلطة أخرى. لذلك أقترح عليكم إما إعطاء بسطة واضحة عن من دار من نقاش في الحقيقة، وإلا حذف الفقرة الأخيرة ونكتفي بما أوضحته الأمانة من أن المجموعة 77 تتحدث باسمها فقط. شكرا.
Thank you, Tunisia. Senegal, please.
Madame la Présidente, j'ai une petite préoccupation quant au 183 dans la formulation. Quand on dit certaines délégations et de l'autre côté d'autres délégations, le certaines délégations a une connotation qui fait que, en fait, c'est pas beaucoup de personnes qui ont défendu l'utilisation du produit qui scientifiquement n'avait pas de contre-indication. Je suggérerais au secrétariat de changer le certain, parce que c'est vraiment une petite poignée, alors que dans les débats, il y avait beaucoup de pays, dont le Sénégal, qui avaient défendu le maintien, la levée de cette restriction sans note de bas de page. Donc, plusieurs délégations, il faut dire, et en 84, d'autres délégations. Parce que de certaines, là, ça rétrécit le nombre. Voilà, merci.
Thank you very much, delegates. With respect to the intervention by Senegal, we suggest changing some to several. Okay. Thank you very much. With respect to the intervention by Tunisia, we have two possibilities. One, and possibly the easiest, would be simply we could delete the paragraph altogether. If that is acceptable to the Commission, we can do that. To just delete the paragraph. Nodding, is that acceptable? I see no opposition. We will delete that paragraph 182. If there are no other comments on 182, 183, and 184, I see Cuba. Cuba.
Señora Presidenta, Cuba quisiera, por un asunto elemental, en el párrafo 183, ya que fue nuestra delegación quien trajo a la plenaria el problema y la voluntad de que se suprimiera la limitación, que apareciera expresamente que Cuba, la delegación de Cuba, solicitó a la Comisión la remoción de la limitación y varias delegaciones y que continúe el párrafo como normalmente. Nos parece justo a tenor de que fue la primera delegación que planteó este asunto en la Comisión. Y agradecemos mucho también todo el debate que se produjo. Muchas gracias, señora Presidenta.
Thank you very much. As this particular discussion was a very clear continuation of the discussion of the last commission brought to the floor by Cuba, in this particular instance, it would seem appropriate to have the sentence read, Cuba introduced and several introduced the Cuba supported by several delegations drew the attention to of the commission to the fact and so forth. Thank you very much, Cuba. Then I believe that I saw the flag of Cameroon. Cameroon, please.
Madam Chairperson, thank you. The decision to delete paragraph 182 does not do justice to the meeting that we had, which was called in this same hall. I think the announcement was made by the secretary that the G77 has to meet. And the chair of the G77 was simply reporting an element that came out from that meeting. So I think it could be important probably to delete the last sentence referring to Tunisia because it's not the request of Tunisia, but to delete the whole sentence, which was discussed because they announced, he said it in the hall. And I feel that probably if it has to be deleted, then that's the person to consider, the first person to consider is the chair of this event to decide whether it should be deleted or not. I think it was said in the hall. We are just reporting what was said in the hall. He took the floor and said, I'm speaking on behalf of the G77. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cameroon. However, I must call to your attention that the Commission has already accepted that we will delete this paragraph. Please accept that decision if it is deleted and we have moved on. Thank you, Cameroon. Cameroon, please.
Chair, I'm sorry to come back. I don't want to take the floor two times for the same subject. But I think we should not be influenced by the Secretariat on this matter. It is something that was said in the world. We witness it. And, you know, for it to be deleted in the report that we have before us, when the chair of this assembly is not in the hall, I don't think it is. It does justice to that. I think I'm not sure that we all approve the deletion of that sentence. If there is one objection, probably we should try to strive for a consensus on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameroon. The commission here, in fact, did agree to that, but let's listen to the secretariat.
Thank you very much. As the delegation of Cameroon has said, there were things said on this matter. So if there is no agreement to delete the paragraph, we should have a paragraph, but it should actually reflect what is the matter. So I have a proposal for a redrafting of that paragraph based on what Tunisia had said, which would start like that. Dominican Republic, speaking as chair of the G77, speaking as chair of the G77, pointed out that the use of the LPS was safe and that the final conclusion on its use should be taken by the Commission. They're speaking as chair. Oh, this does not make any inference that they're speaking on behalf of the country. And the Secretary clarified that the G77 had no special status or recognition within Codex. We would also leave Tunisia's statement that Tunisia noted that it did not delegate authority to any other country to speak on its behalf in the Commission, and then I was not sure if I heard the interpretation correctly, if Tunisia wanted to add something to that, stating that as a matter of fact, they were not in favor of the use of the LPS, but aligned themselves with paragraph 184. Thank you very much.
Can the Commission agree to the proposal just made by the Secretariat? Tunisia, please.
في مداخلتي السابقة أبرزت أن الهدف من مداخلة تونس في هذا الموضوع هو تبيان عدم قبولها لنظام اللاكتو بيروكسيداز. وطبعا لأن هناك من تكلم على الموافقة وخاصة رئيس مجموعة 77 فقلنا لم نفوضه للحديث هذا. هذا هو الأمر. لذلك اقترحنا يا إما حذف هذه وإلا إعادة كل الفقرة لإبراز موقفنا كاملا. لأن لم نأخذ الكلمة لنقول لم نفوض أحدا خلال الجلسة. شكرا.
Thank you, Tunisia. Can the Commission accept this construction of this paragraph then? Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدة رئيسة. بخصوص الفقرة 182 ليس هناك تفويض قانوني ليخول لجمهورية الدومينيكا أن تتحدث بلسان المجموعة 77. وإحنا يمكن تكلمنا مع مندوب الدومينيكا وقلنا له وكان في مداخلة يمكن من أمانة الدستور بخصوص الموضوع دوت. شكرا سيدة رئيسة.
Thank you very much, sir. We believe that we have clarified that point is now, that is clear in this paragraph. Egypt, please. Yes, Egypt, thank you. Central African Republic, thank you.
Don't. Il y a quelque chose que je comprends pas. Il y a beaucoup de contradictions par rapport à certaines dispositions que nous sommes en train d'examiner. Je pense que nous avons parlé de la sécurité. Nous sommes ici pour étudier les possibilités de maintenir la sécurité alimentaire dans le monde. Aucun pays au monde ne peut dire aujourd'hui qu'il n'y a que les Centrafricains de souche. Il y a des Américains, il y a des Français. Le monde est un village aujourd'hui. Et nous discutons pour le bien-être de ce village. Nous ne pouvons pas dire, bon, moi, dans mon pays, je maintiens le système de lactopéroxydase dans mon lait et d'autres. Mais et ceux qui sont, les Américains vont dire, non, ben, nous, on veut ça. C'est une tergiversation qui n'a pas de sens. Nous devons tenir des positions qui permettent réellement de dire que, effectivement, le monde est en marche, le monde se réunit pour être, pour le bien-être de ce village que nous avons déjà créé, que nous allons vivre. Le monde est un village. Ne tergiversons pas. Chaque pays veut dire non, je maintiens cette possibilité chez moi. L'autre dit non, il ne faut pas. Alors, voyons quelque chose d'homogène pour que la sécurité alimentaire soit réelle, ce principe que nous étudions soit réel. Il n'est pas question ici de faire un peu... moi, je ne sais pas. Ça ne va pas là, parce qu'il y a des contradictions. Je vous remercie, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, sir. We understand your point of view. However, this family has concluded the following set of conclusions, and indeed several points of view were expressed. The conclusion is as it is recorded in this report. And really, at this point, we do not reopen debate. So we all respect your opinion, but we will not reopen debate on this matter. I respectfully remind you. Thank you very much, sir. Senegal, did you wish to intervene again? No. No. Okay. Okay.
C'était juste pour dire que la position isolée de la Tunisie contre le groupe 77. Quand j'ai accepté l'adoption du 182, je me suis, Madame la Présidente, soumis à la volonté de la Commission en acceptant les deux paragraphes 183 et 184 qui me donnaient satisfaction. Mais si on revient sur le libellé, je pense que le secrétariat a proposé un compromis qui peut être acceptable au niveau de cette commission. Voilà tout ce que j'avais à dire. Je ne rentre pas dans les débats.
Thank you very much, Senegal. Are there any other comments on the paragraphs up to 184 under consideration? Oh, Cuba, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Solo para ratificar, como ha expresado Senegal, que la propuesta que hace Secretaría sobre cómo debe quedar este párrafo 182 nos parece bien, porque nos parece que refleja lo que realmente ocurrió, el debate que se sostuvo, la presencia de los que dijeron también lo que tenían que decir, como fue el caso de Dominicana, y nos parece muy razonable esta propuesta que se ha hecho por secretaría, que quede el párrafo y que quede como se ha propuesto. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much, Cuba. It will be done. I see no other flags. The paragraphs are adopted. Let's take paragraphs 185 and 186. Are there any comments, please? I see no comments. They are adopted. Next, 187, 188, and 189. Comments, please. I see no flags. They are adopted. 190, 191, 192, and 193. Comments, please. No comments. They are adopted. The conclusion paragraph 194, are there any comments? Argentina, please.
Simplemente para recordar que Argentina también se había ofrecido para este experimento de hacer traducciones con medios informáticos que encararía Estados Unidos.
Thank you, Argentina. You did, and you will be added. Thank you. Any other comments? I see no flags. That paragraph is adopted. Let's next take 195 and 196 comments, please. Australia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to, on 195 and also on 196, perhaps to better reflect exactly what it was CCFIX had requested. On 195, at the very end, where it talks about to ensure consistency with the generic model certificate. Oh, sorry, it's all right, it says it before that revised, so just ignore that one. In 196, the CCFIX actually asked to request the coordinating committees to discuss whether there was a need. So if we just add whether there was in front of need. And just to clarify, will the coordinating committees report back to CCFIX or to the Commission on those discussions? Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. We will make the clarification change that you suggested and the coordinating committee's report back to the Commission. Thank you, Australia. Any other comments on these paragraphs? I see no flags. They are adopted. Let's take paragraphs 197 and 198. Are there any comments, please? I see no comments. They are adopted. The text we next need to discuss is a separate document you've received. It's for insertion here. You all have it. It's 3 pages of text. Is everybody ready? It was an insertion that came after this part two was distributed. Since it looks as though a number of delegates do not have those pages, I suggest to keep moving along that we take paragraphs after this, and then when everyone is back in the hall, let's take 1 minute so many of them can actually get back in the hall. Just 1 minute. Please return to your seats quickly, delegates. We need to move on. Thank you, delegates. Let's turn now to this insertion paragraph after it comes in after 198, and it will be renumbered to be consistent. But just to keep things, just to minimize confusion, we will return, we will keep the numbering as it is on this addendum. Concerns Committee on General Principles and the concept of consensus and its application in Codex. Paragraphs 1, 2, and 3. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. They are adopted. Paragraphs 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Comments, please. They are adopted. Paragraphs 10, 11, and 12. Comments, please. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Very brief observation regarding the title above paragraph 12. I think there's a word missing there. Use of a participant satisfaction to be completed by delegates. Well, I guess the word which is missing could be questionnaire. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Survey form. We will insert survey form. Thank you, Switzerland. Are there any other comments on these paragraphs? I see no flags. They are adopted. Next, we'll take paragraphs 13, 14, and 15. Comments, please. I see no flags. They are adopted. Paragraphs 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Comments? Argentina.
En realidad es una aclaración que necesito sobre tres subtítulos que hay en el punto 12 en negrita, que la verdad es que no comprendo cuál es el objeto de esa inclusión. Se refiere a las cuestiones que problemáticas que habrán de señalarse al Comité Ejecutivo, la convocación de una reunión oficiosa de los presidentes y la exploración de las posibilidades de elaboración de un documento de referencia. No sé si quedan todas comprendidas dentro del punto 12, pues no hay nada que haga un link entre el párrafo del 12 y estos tres puntos.
Thank you, Argentina. The Secretariat will provide a clarification.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. These headings are actually the proposals that we endorse. So the three items read out by the delegation from Argentina are then treated under paragraph 13, saying the Commission endorsed these proposals. Probably some editorial indenting also could make that clearer in the final version of the report to show what these actually are. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. Let's return to our previous focus on 16 through 20. Are there any comments on those paragraphs? I see no flags. They are adopted. Let's take paragraphs 21 through 23. Comments, please, United Kingdom.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I think there was rather little discussion at this point on a possible study on qualified majority voting, but I refer to paragraph 23, where it rather indicates that, implies that this might go ahead if it wasn't for the proposal from Malaysia. My understanding is there are a number of other issues, that are, other steps that are being taken to help reach consensus. So I thought I could suggest an addition at the end of that sentence, and I'll read it slowly, and it's not too long. So it would read, while discussions were ongoing concerning the proposal from Malaysia, and to add, and when other steps were being taken to aid the reaching of consensus. So the addition would be, and when other steps were being taken to aid the reaching of consensus. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, United Kingdom. Can the Commission agree on this addition, which I believe does clarify the matter? I see no objection. We'll take that suggestion. Thank you very much, United Kingdom. I see no other flags, so we have adopted then through paragraph 23. Let's take paragraph 24. Are there any comments on that final paragraph? I see no flags. Then this set of paragraphs is now adopted, and we turn back to our main document, taking up again with paragraph 199. Let's take 199 and 200. Any comments on those two paragraphs? I see no flag. They're adopted. Let's take 201, 202, 03, and 04. Any comments, please? Switzerland.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Our comments refer to paragraph 202 and 204. And maybe I'd like to state that there is an issue of sequence regarding the items discussed under this heading. On one hand, the food hygiene and the meat hygiene, and on the other hand, we have fruit juice, fruit and vegetable juices, and the Codice Committee on Processed Foods and Vegetables. And paragraphs 200 until 204 are a little bit mixed up. So there's an issue of sequencing here. The second issue that I'd like to address, Madam Chair, concerns paragraph 202. Indeed, the representative of the IFU, International Fruit Juice Union, brought to our attention the fact that the terms of reference of the Codex Committee of Processed Fruits and Vegetables excluded fruit and vegetable juices, and the delegation of Switzerland supported them. Now, we would like to propose to an amendment to this paragraph 202 so that it would read, the IFU noted, or an observer noted, that it would be appropriate, instead of that it was time to, that it would be appropriate to consider revising the terms of reference, and the terms of reference replaces mandate, because in the procedure manual we explicitly talk about terms of reference, so that it would be appropriate to consider revising the terms of reference of the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables in order to include fruit and vegetable juices, since these commodities are processed foods. This view was supported by Switzerland. That would be our proposal for 202. And for 204, following this discussion which took place here, we would like to propose that this sentence reads, the Commission agreed to refer the matter of fruit and vegetable juices. Sorry, the Commission agreed to request the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables to examine the possibility of revising its terms of reference in order to include fruit and vegetable juices. So there will just be an amendment to this paragraph in order to reflect precisely and correctly what was discussed. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Switzerland. Secretariat will consider its notes. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. It is, my colleagues tell me that that reflects our notes, the proposal from Switzerland to amend these paragraphs, that reflects our notes. So they will be amended as stated by Switzerland. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Switzerland, we will accept the suggestions that you made. Switzerland, please. No? Your light's on. Okay. Spain. Oh, I believe, was Argentina's flag up? Spain. Spain, please.
Muchas gracias, señora Presidente. Simplemente es para decir que en el texto español, en los párrafos 202 y 204, hace referencia al Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas. Debe ser, como figura en el texto inglés, Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Transformadas. Muchas gracias.
Thank you. We will correct the Spanish text. And another reminder, when delegates find problems in translation, please, it's more efficient if you bring them to the Secretariat and we don't raise them on the floor. Thank you very much. I see no other flags on these paragraphs. They are adopted. Let's move to paragraphs 205, 206, and 207. Any comments, please? Costa Rica.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Quería tomar una aclaración con respecto al párrafo 206, en vista de que me parece que hay una contradicción dentro de la observación que hace OIE con respecto a las normas privadas, porque no recuerdo que él haya comentado que estas normas daban cada vez mayor importancia, según se dice en la línea 1. Lo que consideraría es que cada vez un mayor número de las normas privadas sobre cuestiones sanitarias preocupaba a la OIE. Igualmente recuerdo que se habían establecido otras referencias. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, sir. The text in our report, which we discussed, draws directly from the text of the Observer, and it is correct as it appears in our text. There may be a problem in Spanish, but in English it matches completely with what his text said, according to the notes of the Secretariat. If there is a Spanish translation problem, let's discuss it offline. Are there any more comments on 205, 206, and 207? United States.
Thank you, Chair. This does also relate to 206. I don't know if this qualifies as an editorial change, but in the second sentence, at the beginning of the second sentence, I believe they're speaking of the safety of animal products and not sanitary animal products. But the larger issue involves the last sentence of that paragraph, and it was some concern to us because it seemed to be saying something that I don't believe is the direction that we're moving in at this point. And our suggestion would be to revise that sentence to say, the Observer further reported on the ongoing OIE work with FAO and WHO, and this is where the changes come, to consider the legal basis for the possible development of joint OIE codex standards. Thank you.
Thank you very much, United States. Again, that may be what... Again, this is what he said, so there's really little to do but report it. OIE, please. You wish to intervene? Sir.
I think the DG said something more about private standards than is in the report now, and you could consider adding a part on the statement of the DG about the report that was discussed yesterday. I think there was a lot of support for that statement, and maybe this report would be more complete if you did. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I believe this point comes later in the document. There are no other comments on 205, 206, and 07. We will adopt them and take up 208, 209, and 210. Any comments, please? Argentina.
Hola. Sí, una aclaración. En realidad, cuando todos los presentes apoyaron la opinión de la OIE respecto de las normas privadas, fue sobre la opinión que habían volcado al presentar su informe. No hicieron su informe dentro de la discusión de normas privadas. De hecho, me parece que el informe de nuestro informe no amplía en detalle respecto a lo que la OIE expresó sobre las normas privadas. Con lo cual, si hay una ampliación, debería hacerse en este punto, quizás.